The Vunner chieftains, standing on the northern seashore, saw all of a sudden the sky lit up with a golden glow like the summit of Mount Meru. It was too steady to be a flash of lightning. In the brightness, they could distinguish the forms of five big Rakshasas. Sugriv, the king and commander of the Vanars, looking at them, said,
"There is no doubt that these are Rakshasas who have come from Lanka with hostile designs."
On hearing this, the Vanar warriors armed themselves with trees and boulders and said,
"Let us go! We shall intercept and slay them and bring them down to earth."
Vibhishan, hearing these words of the Vanars, showed no signs of fear, but from above, with calm courage, spoke out in a clear voice. "Vibhishan stands here before you, the brother of Ravan, the wicked king of the Rakshasas. He killed Jatayu and carried off Sita by force, and is now keeping her a prisoner in Lanka. In vain I strove to turn him from his wicked designs and counseled him to restore Sita and seek Ram's forgiveness. The only response I got was disdain and public insult. Hence I am standing here before you. Renouncing kingdom, wife, and children, I seek service and sanctuary at Ram's feet. I pray to you, convey this information to Ram." Sugriv mistrusted the good faith of the Rakshasa king's brother and reported thus to Ram.
"Vibhishan, the brother of Ravan, has come here with four Rakshasa friends seeking sanctuary at your feet. They are standing there in the sky. Consider well what should be done now. These Rakshasas are adepts in duplicity. They can make themselves invisible and do many other tricks. They have all the skill and courage of the wicked. One cannot trust them. I believe these Rakshasas have been sent by Ravan himself. They have come here to mix with us for subversive purposes, or else they intend seeking an opportunity to assassinate the leaders in our camp. Whatever Vibhishan may say, we cannot forget that he is the brother of our foe. By birth, he belongs to the wicked Rakshasa race. How can we trust him? This is some trick of Ravan, I have no doubt. So it is best to kill Vibhishan and his companions right now. If we admit him into our camp, he will betray us at the first opportunity and return to his own people. Permit us, therefore, to destroy forthwith Ravan's brother and his followers."
Having thus frankly expressed his feelings at the sight of the Rakshasa, Sugriv stood in silence, awaiting Ram's reply. Ram listened and turned to Hanuman and other leaders and said, "You have heard the words of the king, who is well versed in policy. Ravan's brother has come and waits here for our pleasure. I wish to know your opinion on this matter. In times of crisis, one should ask the advice of friends. Tell me, without reservation, what you feel in your hearts." Angad, the Vanar prince, said, "He has come from our enemy's camp. We do not know whether he has come of his own accord or was sent by our foe. While perhaps it would not be right to reject him outright, it would be dangerous to accept him without testing him. Let us at least watch his behavior carefully, without giving him any opening for mischief. If his movements are suspicious, we can throw him out. If they are friendly and show good faith, we shall accept him." Then Saraba said,
"I do not think it safe to admit him now, and to decide later what to do with him. Right now, let us test him through skillful questioners and decide once and for all what to do with him.
Then Jambavan said,
Nothing can be discovered by testing such persons. He has come here hiding treacherous intentions. No test can discover the truth. Robin is our habitual foe. His brother says that he has all of a sudden broken with him and come over to us. This sudden rupture with a brother, it is hard to believe. We have not yet crossed the sea. What is his motive in seeking safety with us while we are on this shore? All this is very suspicious. They are a deceitful race. I think we should not admit him.
Then Mainda said,
How can we reject a man on mere suspicion? Only after careful examination can we decide how to deal with him. He says that he has forsaken Ravan and come over to us. We can find out the truth of this statement. Some of us should talk to him and then decide. Surely we have enough ability to do this.
Then Ram turned to Hanuman.